Brexit's surprise victory left the Obama administration scrambling to put the best face on an outcome it did not want.
One country has made a decision. Obviously, it was a decision that the United States had hoped would go the other way, but it didn't. And so we begin with a fundamental respect for voters.
But Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump appeared to welcome the outcome.
People want to take their country back. They want to have independence, in a sense. I really do see a parallel between what's happening in the United States and what's happening here. People want to see borders.
In a volatile world, the last thing we need is a volatile president.
Democratic presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton's campaign pounced on Trump's assertion that British monetary turmoil might benefit his business venture in Scotland.
Every president is tested by world events, but Donald Trump thinks about how his golf resort can profit from them.
But if the Brexit vote illuminated public discontent on one side of the Atlantic, Republicans say similar sentiments exist on the other side as well.
I think what you saw in England, at least from what I read, is that people got tired of being dictated to by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels. And, of course, we have a lot of that here in this country, a lot of the president's bureaucrats expanding regulations in a way that slow our economy and make it difficult for us to have growth.
A new poll shows Clinton leading Trump, but that most voters want a new direction for America. Democrats insist the electorate is not blinded by unease and discontent.
The differences between Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump in terms of temperament, in terms of judgment, in terms of values, couldn't be more stark. And they're on display once again over the last 2 weeks.
A transatlantic shockwave rattling a lackluster U.S. economic recovery could be a wild card in the election. The Obama administration is stressing the need to minimize disruptions stemming from Brexit. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.